Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. American Son is a new play now in previews on Broadway and marking the Broadway debut of playwright Christopher Demos Brown. The play had its world premiere in 2016 at Barrington Stage Company in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. The new drama examines our nation's racial divide through the eyes of an estranged interracial couple. Over the course of an evening, the couple's disparate backgrounds collide as they confront an unexpected crisis involving their son and the police. On Broadway, American Son stars Kerry Washington, Stephen Pasquale, Jeremy Jordan, and our guest, Eugene Lee. Lee once performed for President Lyndon B. Johnson at his Texas ranch in a command performance of A Raisin in the Sun. More than 45 years later, he's still performing in film, television, and theater, and has also become an acclaimed writer. He has worked and traveled with New York's renowned Negro Theater Ensemble, performing in the Pulitzer Prize-winning A Soldier's Play and numerous other works. He is considered a Wilsonian warrior for his many appearances in the works of August Wilson, including the Broadway production of Gem of the Ocean, and he's artist-in-residence and artistic director of the Black and Latino Playwrights Conference at Texas State University. American Son is directed on Broadway by Tony Award winner Kenny Leon, and I began my conversation with Eugene Lee by asking him what it's like to reunite with a director.
Oh, it's a joy and almost kind of a privilege, if you know what I mean. Worked with Kenny directing my own plays, and he's directed me in some August Wilson plays and other people's plays. So we have a pretty good track record of working together. This is a very timely story, and more than anything, I think it speaks honestly and truthfully to the issues that it takes on.
As a playwright yourself, what do you find particularly challenging or enjoyable, or whatever adjective you would use, in working on someone else's new piece?
Oh, wow. You know, I have to leave the playwright in me, you know, at home when I go to rehearsal as an actor. But I'm certain that whatever insight that I have as a playwright into structure, into craft, doesn't hurt me as an actor. But yeah, I do try to leave the playwright. I don't try to tell the playwright how to write his play. I try to bring life to what the playwright has put on the page, to try to find what that playwright's intent is.
And what has the playwright put on the page for you in this role? What are you learning as you play this character?
Well, you know, something I've always known as a playwright, I guess, and he's done it very well. Characters that are conflicted. Characters that change their minds. Characters that have conflicted views, things that they're sitting on the fence about or that they haven't made up their mind about, or that characters get new information in the course of the events of the play that changes their mind about themselves. That's what's wonderful about plays, in that I think what we do, I say this all the time, I do believe what we do can heal, if you know what I mean. I know it has therapeutic value for people who write, you know, to purge. And I think it can have the same kind of effect if it's honest, if it's clear, and if it's truthful, which is, I think, true of this play. It is clear. It is truthful. It is honest. And I think people will recognize themselves, and I think some people will get some new information. And people don't change until they get new information. And I think that's the value of what we do.
You mentioned having worked on a number of August Wilson plays in your career. What has that meant to you as an actor and or as a playwright?
Oh, it's meant a great deal. It's been inspiring. August was an inspiration to me in many ways. I worked with him on a couple of the plays to get that insight as a playwright and as an actor to celebrate my uncle, to celebrate my cousins, to celebrate my food, my dance, my approach to life, my swagger, my flaws, to celebrate my people on stage is an honor. To accurately and authentically document our part of the human condition is a joy. And he's done it in a wonderful way, in a poetic way, which I also appreciate, which makes things more palatable, but it also makes them clearer in an interesting kind of way. That's the joy of working August Wilson.
Do you have a standout or favorite experience or play of his that you've seen or read or worked on?
Oh my goodness, I have lots of experiences working with him. And I guess the more recent one, well, I just did Two Trains Running, but it's a joy to also do his one-man show. I've done it now in about 5 different cities. And that sort of is the 21-year-old poet before he wrote a play. But that play is autobiographical in that it speaks to, in many ways, the inspirations for a lot of the characters that are in all of the other 10 plays. So it's really kind of nice to put a finger on the pulse of the playwright, August Wilson, in his own words, which he himself has done, the one-man show. And that's really a privilege and an honor to do that, to sit in that place as a playwright myself, if you know what I mean.
You said you've played it in a number of different cities. Does it play differently depending on where you are in the country?
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I did it in Pittsburgh, at Pittsburgh Public Theater. And obviously that, you know, to be August Wilson in Pittsburgh can be daunting, but it can also be, they embrace whatever is him. Boston was a wonderful city. Atlanta was a wonderful city. I can't think of a single city that wasn't great, but certain cities have a relationship with him, if you know what I mean, that's special. Cities where all 10 plays have been done. You know, from the stage, I can see heads nodding about the mentioning of street names in Pittsburgh. That familiarity and striking those kinds of chords with an audience is always nice. And you can tell what audiences know what plays, and they recognize these characters or the inspiration for these characters in the one-man show as well. It's fun.
What are some of the stories you've told with your plays, and where, when you think of an idea for a story, how do you know that you will be able to turn it into a play? How do you be a playwright is sort of what that question is, which is kind of silly.
How much time you got?
I know.
We don't have that much time. How do I do? My plays, basically, and not unlike August, I've taken up the idea that I'm going to write about Texas, and I'm going to write about black people in Texas. Now, I've gotten commissions from other people to write plays about other people and other places. I have a play about Robert Johnson that some producers here commissioned me to write. I wrote an adaptation of Oliver Twist, a black adaptation of Oliver Twist. I wrote the book for that for some producers. So I've written other plays, but my mainstay has been to write about Texas, black people in Texas, because when I started writing, I believe we write best from what we know. So I started from a fairly autobiographical perspective with my very first play, which was living here in New York in between gigs. I said, I'm not going to wait for the phone to ring. I'll create some work. So yeah, the first play I wrote was sort of autobiographical. And a little bit of success with that, you know, encouraged me to go back at it again. And there have been different inspirations for the dozen or so plays that I've written. I've been inspired by everything from having a meal with my wife, and she suggested a title, to a friend of mine losing a mom and then becoming a parent the following week, if you know what I mean, what that little journey is and what that little character arc was an inspiration for a play. So, yeah, where the ideas come from, the characters are all eclectic composites of people from my family, stories that I heard growing up, research that I've done. I just wrote a play for the Witte Museum in San Antonio, Texas, that's running now till the end of the year, called Ode to Juneteenth, which opened on the 19th of June. But it's a quick little 30-minute romp that looks at the history of that celebration in the state of Texas from the very first one in 1865 to the current celebration in San Antonio, which is one of the biggest in the country. Commissions are an inspiration, too, if you know what I mean. A chance to tell some stories. That's really what I enjoy doing, is telling these stories.
Where in Texas are you from?
Well, I grew up in Fort Worth, and I grew up in East Texas, in Crockett, Texas. That's where my grandparents' place was. And, you know, we'd go to school in Fort Worth, and the day after school was out, they'd put us in the car and drive us down to Big Mama's house and leave us there until Labor Day. They'd come back and get us, and we'd go back to school. So I grew up kind of a country boy with city slicker ways.
Texas is, of course, geographically an enormous state. I don't know a lot about Texas now that I'm thinking of what do I know. Not that much. Are there very different regions? Are cities different from the country, especially in your experience?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. They're rural situations, and then not quite as, you know, places like Dallas and Houston and Austin, Texas, the capital, are a bit more urban, not quite as urban as say New York is, as concentrated and dense as that. But everything's a lot more spread out. But in rural situations, yeah, no, there wasn't a lot of concrete down, you know, dirt roads and things down in East Texas where I spent all my summers growing up. So yeah, there are some differences, and even in terms of the landscape, and East Texas is known for the piney woods. You know, it's called the piney woods of East Texas. Out west, there are more mountains and desert areas. In south central Texas, the hill country, where I presently live, is a whole different kind of terrain. And then there's the valley when you start going south down toward down toward the Gulf. So, yeah, there are a lot of different Texases.
And then are there also cultural differences?
Oh, very much so. It's alive and vibrant in terms of culture, especially in the major cities. You know, there's Latino and Hispanic culture that is real pervasive and almost prominent in every city, and a large German population in South Central Texas, for example. So Texas is a real diverse state ethnically. Now politically, that's a whole other story. I mean, I grew up in a Texas that was a Democratic stronghold. I don't think they even had Republican primaries back in the day of Lyndon Johnson and John Connolly when I was growing up. And I leave, and then things flip. Just, you know, so...
So it's your fault.
I guess you imagine... Well, the Bushes came to town, and I don't know whose fault it was. I was gone. I wasn't around. They didn't consult me. But we're working to bring it back. We're working to bring a little more balance to the conservative bent, you know, politically in the state. It's an uphill battle, though.
But in the last couple of minutes, tell me about the Black and Latino Playwrights Conference at Texas State University. You're the Artist in Residence and Artistic Director. Tell me about the work that you do there.
No, that's something I'm very, very proud of. I went to this university. I'm a distinguished alum. I graduated back in 1974, long before your parents were born, rather. And I used to always go back and do master classes, you know, once I graduated, and just kind of share what I was learning out there in the real world. And I always did that because nobody was doing that when I was in school there. Nobody ever came back and said, hey, look, you got to watch out for this, or this is something, you know, you could take advantage of. So I did that. And then one year they asked me if I would come back and direct one of my plays for Black History Month. And I said, well, what's your budget? He smiled. I said, oh, you don't have a budget. I said, hey, I can't drop what I'm doing and just come back for a month. I said, but I'll come back for a week and direct a reading of one of my plays. So I went back. This was like 2002, I think. But anyway, it's 40 years plus from when I had graduated there. And when I graduated from there, there were three of us in the drama department. And this department has grown tenfold since then. And I get there and I take my smallest play, only 5 characters, and there aren't enough Black students in the department to cast it. Same thing 40, 50 years later. I said, oh, I pitched a tizzy fit. And we went across town. We went to Austin and found people that I knew to do the reading. And we did the reading, and it was a success. And I go back home to L.A., and the dean calls me. He says, you made me lose sleep. I said, good, you know. And then he asked that question. He said, are you willing to do anything to help? And I said, what? He said, would you serve as artistic director for the Texas State Black Theater Festival? I said, what is that? He said, whatever you want it to be, Eugene.
You're the artistic director, and this is the inaugural year.
So I said yes. And the first 2 years we did one of my plays, and then it's grown. It's 15 years going now, and we've gotten a couple of NEA grants. And recently a NEH grants from Texas Humanities, and some in-house grants from the university, like student service fee money and equity and access money. And the Hispanic organizations on campus also contribute, because 2 years after I started it, I expanded it to include Latino playwrights as well. But it's meant to fill a void, to provide an opportunity for some Black and Latino playwrights to nurture their craft. The mission statement for this is real simple. Is to study the craft of playwriting, to nurture the playwrights, and to celebrate the work. And I bring in, every year, I bring in at least 2 playwrights, 1 Black and 1 Latino, and I bring in a professional director and a professional actor for each of the plays. I finish out the casting with students from the theater department. So they spend a week in development with these plays, about 20 to 30 hours of rehearsal. We end the week with a script in hand reading before a live audience with a talkback. So these playwrights get to leave with some sense of the export of their work. But they also get a chance during that week to nurture their voice. I tell them to whisper where they shouted, because I don't want to just help them with that play. I want to help this writer find their voice and find the extremities of that voice to reach and stretch. So yeah, it's a life-changing week for the students, if you know what I mean, to get in the trenches, in the creative trenches, as I call it, with these seasoned vets and a brand new play. I pick plays that need work, unproduced, unpublished. I read hundreds of plays every year, and I only get to pick 2. That's the tragedy of it all. But a bunch of the plays have gone on to professional productions in other places. So, yeah, that's it in a nutshell.
Well, that's a lot, and it's wonderful. It's also been wonderful to speak with you. Have a great run in American Sun.
Thank you so much.
Eugene Lee plays Lieutenant John Stokes in American Sun, now in previews at the Booth Theater on Broadway and opening on November 4th. The play is written by Christopher Demos Brown, directed by Kenny Leon, and stars Kerry Washington, Stephen Pasquale, and Jeremy Jordan. Links to more information are posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable.